morning. Welcome in to Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. As we welcome in Dr. Beth via the phone lines on this Monday morning, how are we doing this morning, Doctor?
I'm good, Mike. How are you doing?
Doing okay, as folks can certainly understand that in these times where maybe a little social distancing is the norm for pretty much everything these days. We're conducting these interviews via the phone so we can be as safe as possible. And we're kind of focusing on topics that kind of pertain to this time that we are in right now. And folks can probably be, you know, struggling, Doctor, with how they're feeling. Mental health could be in a bit of a bind with all the negative news that we're hearing. And the importance of caring for each other, it's powerful, and we're going to try to help folks get a little more of that today.
Exactly. You know, there's a lot of stories about people whose lives have been extended, like they knew that they were really ill, and they were extended by investing themselves in taking care of someone else and having it reciprocated. And I can't think of a better time than doing it right now, because this world feels upside down. Anxiety has been around. It's been increasing over the last probably 10 years, but now I've seen it ramped up at levels that I haven't seen ever before. And for our listeners, I just want to remind them that anxiety is a physical response to a perceived threat that we don't want to have happen. So we're kind of trying to control the future. And it's so therefore, if it's in the future, it's invisible, it's not specific, it's overwhelming, and then we have to do, like, take strategies to either calm ourselves down or we try to take action against something that we can't see. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's some of the things we do. We deny reality. Hey, you know, I've heard that there's, you know, there's a conspiracy to make us believe that this is around. Or, you know, it's, people aren't really getting sick. We're just talking about it. Or we overemphasize the fact that, you know, it'll never happen to us. Sometimes when things are get out of hand, we get bigger than the problem. We become angry, or we withdraw and collapse. We get out of the situation. We just ignore it. So some of our things are very practical. We're trying to outsmart the threat. We wash our hands a lot. We sneeze. We cough. We went into our elbows, and we stay a distance from each other. But we're missing things that used to comfort us. You know, our parents, our siblings, our friends. Church, school, work, sports, food. I mean, some people, their relaxation was to go to a restaurant and have dinner, and that's out for right now. So have you noticed what we started doing, Mike?
Going crazy at the stores?
Yeah. I have a girlfriend who said, hey, we are buying crazy stuff. And, you know, I'm sure we've all looked in our carts and thought, okay, why do I have so much water? Or this toilet paper, you know, we normally don't use this in a year, let alone a day. I might be exaggerating. What, somebody I know said that they were at the grocery store and they had a basket full of snacks. They said, I bought a lot of snacks. I'm not sure that that's really what I needed. But these things are normal. That's what we typically do. But what we really want to do is start reaching out, okay, electronically. We can do it from a distance across the street or from the driveway through the air. Say, how you doing? What can I do for you? I saw not long ago on the news, there was a couple of guys who lived in a neighborhood who were all musicians. And at night, right before sunset, they went out and played a couple of songs for all the neighbors who were just standing in their driveways enjoying it.
Yeah.
Those things really help us feel better. And we really need to feel better in the anxiety department about this. Because until it runs its course, we're going to be in a new normal.
Well, you see those little bits of compassion or little bits of you know, people doing small things to lift up some spirits, and you wouldn't see that during normal times, which that's its own topic in itself. But in these challenging times, we're seeing that online, where you just kind of adapt to the situation and make the best of it as best you can.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and we're going to have longer lives. We're going to be healthier, better sleep. Our lives will be more meaningful. You know, so when you check on other people, talk about something besides the virus. I mean, you know, too much is too much. If you have extra something, share it with a neighbor. express gratitude. It's so nice when some people are still working, the first responders and the grocery people and the gas stations. And we need to pray for each other and hope that things move along quickly.
Indeed. Good advice, as always. We've run out of time for today's show. It's every Monday at the same time. It's called Your Life Matters. You can find out more online at safeharboril.com. And make sure you join us again next time, as we're joined each week by clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks.